for saying you can't do that. So do not confuse those two quote-unquote deficits. Only one is a real deficit. Now, speaking of someone who knows a lot about markets and finance and all of this stuff, Kurt Cambier of Centennial Capital Partners. I need to take a breath, Kurt. So what is going on in your mind this morning?
Well, yeah, first of all, it was a good discussion you just had, and I agree with your points. The second thing is I'm going to give a history of the S&P. There has been 81 years in the market since 1937. The number of years that have been up have been 62. The average up of the market during that time period was 19.4%.
Wow.
There have been 19 years during that 81-year period that have been down, and the average was a negative 12.6. The long-term average of the S&P from 1937 through 2017 is now back to 10.3%. As Ray Dalio said this morning, if you're holding cash and you don't get in this market, you may find yourself looking pretty silly by the end of the year.
And I think that mindset plays into this possibility that I think you said, talked about Bill Miller mentioning a possible melt-up in stocks coming.
Yes. And, it's a freight train you don't want to get in front of. You want to get on board and ride the tidal wave while you can.
Right. But at the other side, I think you and I would agree you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, no question. You got to hedge your risk because there is going to be black swan events and there will be corrections. Yeah, you got to have a properly balanced portfolio that measures around your risk tolerance, not somebody else's.
Yeah, and that's a key point. Listen, folks, if you want to get into a position where you are dealing with your risk tolerance, a plan that is truly customized for you, you need to sit down with Kurt Cambier. Let him be your financial coach. Learn more at his website, kurtcambier.com, KURTCAMBIER.com. Kurt, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Kurt offers security.